Sprout Sit exposes Shah Rukh Khan family's land controversy. Suhana Khan in Aliborg land scam, no sale clause, violated, Sit exposes deal. Officials accused of collusion and fraud, unmesh Gujarati. Sprouts News exclusive. The Sprouts News Special Investigation Team, SIT, has uncovered a major land fraud involving Bollywood actor Shah Rukh Khan's daughter, Suhana Khan. She faces legal scrutiny over a restaurant 12.91 crore Alibaug land deal, where a government-owned coastal regulation zone, CRZ plot, bound by strict no-sale conditions, was allegedly sold illegally. The Sprouts SIT's findings reveal significant revenue loss, official collusion, and demand criminal prosecution. Suhana Khan entangled in RS 12.91. Crore Alibaug land scam, Alibaug, Maharashtra. A major controversy has erupted over the alleged illegal sale of government-owned land in the CRZ area of Thal, Alibaug, involving Bollywood superstar Shah Rukh Khan's daughter, Suhana Khan. Documents reviewed by the Sprouts News Special Investigation Team, SIT, reveal that a prime plot valued at Rs 1291 crore was sold in violation of strict government conditions, sparking public outrage and demands for immediate state intervention. Alibaug land case. What is the controversy? The disputed land, survey number 345-2, measuring 0.60.70 hectares in Thal, Alibaug, was originally allotted in 1968 for cultivation under a non-sale clause. The government had explicitly restricted any transfer, sale, or mortgage without prior approval from the district collector. However, in June 2023, heirs of the original allottee, Anjali, Rekha, and Priya Kote, allegedly executed a registered agreement to sell the land to Suhana Khan for Rs 1212.91 crore. Crucially, this was done without the collector's approval, making the deal prima facie illegal. According to ADVA's Vivek Dattatrey Thakur, member of Sprouts Special Investigation Team and legal advisor to the Sprouts SIT, who has pursued the case for 2 years, the transaction constitutes a blatant breach of legal conditions and state revenue laws. Allegations of collusion and revenue loss. The complaint alleges collusion between revenue officers, sub-registrars, and local officials. Despite the land being within the CRZ zone and having records of unauthorized constructions, House Knows Me 1770, 1771, and 367, then Circle Officer R.N. Mandre submitted a false report claiming no structures exist on the land. Advijay Thakur further alleges that one of the Panch witnesses in the transaction has direct links to Shah Rukh Khan's company, raising suspicions of undue influence. As a result, the state allegedly suffered massive revenue losses, as Rs 1291 crore changed hands without mandatory government premiums or approvals. Legal analysis, why the deal may collapse. 1. Land status conditions, classified as Class 2 land, allotted for agricultural use under the 1968 Collector's Order, explicitly barred from sale or transfer without prior approval. 2. Nature of agreement. A registered agreement to sale was executed on 31 May 1 June 2023. While such agreements do not transfer final ownership, the exchange of consideration, Rs 1291 crore, constitutes a de facto transfer attempt, violating conditions. 3. CRZ violation. The land lies in CRZI. Unauthorized structures exist, but official reports deny this, suggesting possible fabrication. 4. Fraudulent documentation, allegations that officers knowingly filed false inspection reports. 5. Revenue evasion. The state government was deprived of unearned income, Nazrana, and conversion fees. If proven, this makes the agreement voidable and subject to cancellation under the Maharashtra Land Revenue Code, 1966, and CRZ notification rules. Sprouts News, Sit investigation and demands. The Sprouts News Special Investigation Team, SIT, has recommended immediate cancellation of the sale agreement and related documents, repossession of the land by the state without compensation, Criminal prosecution under IPC sections 420, 465, 471, and 120B for fraud, forgery, and conspiracy. Disciplinary action against revenue officers and sub-registrars involved in collusion. The Sprout Sit insists that delays in government action only embolden land mafias and high-profile buyers. The matter is now expected to escalate politically, given the celebrity family's involvement. Wider implications for land governance in Maharashtra. This case highlights recurring patterns in Maharashtra's coastal districts where prime land is acquired through loopholes, Benami transactions, and collusion between bureaucrats and influential buyers. Experts warn that such transactions not only erode public trust, but also deprive the exchequer of hundreds of crores in potential revenue. The controversy has already triggered political ripples, with opposition leaders demanding transparency in CRZ land monitoring. If the allegations hold, the Alibaug case could become a precedent-setting legal battle redefining land governance in sensitive zones. Sprout's Sit concludes, probe based on documents, legal provisions, and the complaint filed, the Rs 1291 crore land deal appears to stand on shaky legal ground, with clear evidence of violation of the 1968 order and possible CRZ breaches. State authorities are under pressure to act swiftly. If enforced, the outcome could be threefold: cancellation of Suhana Khan's agreement, return of the land to the state, and criminal charges against the Coat family, Suhana Khan, and complicit officials. The Sprouts News Special Investigation Team, SITE, continues to track the case closely under the editorial leadership of Unmesh Gujarati, ensuring that questions of legality, governance, and accountability remain in the public spotlight. Criminal prosecution under IPC sections 420, 465, 471, and 120B for fraud, forgery, and conspiracy. Disciplinary action against revenue officers and sub-registrars involved in collusion. The Sprouts CT insists that delays in government action only embolden land mafias and high-profile buyers. The matter is now expected to escalate politically, given the celebrity family's involvement. Wider implications for land governance in Maharashtra. This case highlights recurring patterns in Maharashtra's coastal districts, where prime land is acquired through loopholes, Benami transactions, and collusion between bureaucrats and influential buyers. Experts warn that such transactions not only erode public trust, but also deprive the exchequer of hundreds of crores in potential revenue. The controversy has already triggered political ripples, with opposition leaders demanding transparency in CRZ land monitoring. If the allegations hold, the Alibaug case could become a precedent-setting legal battle redefining land governance in sensitive zones. Sprout Sit concludes probe based on documents, legal provisions, and the complaint filed, the Rs 12.91 crore land deal appears to stand on shaky legal ground, with clear evidence of violation of the 1968 order and possible CRZ breaches. State authorities are under pressure to act swiftly. If enforced, the outcome could be threefold: cancellation of Suhana Khan's agreement, return of the land to the state, and criminal charges against the Koti family, Suhana Khan, and complicit officials. The Sprouts News Special Investigation Team, SIT, continues to track the case closely under the editorial leadership of Unmesh Gujarati, ensuring that questions of legality, governance, and accountability remain in the public spotlight.